Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download and listen to at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man coming on the program now. He hails from Northern Iowa. He's the standout defensive lineman, and it's none other than Bronte Wells. And listen, this kid, you're like, well, who is this guy? Now, if my numbers serve me correct, I've been watching his highlights all day long. Since 2019, he's played in 26 games. In 26 of those games, he's had 15 tackles for loss and 12 sacks. I'm going to repeat that. 26 games since 2019, 15 tackles for loss, 12 sacks. That is pretty potent stuff. But with that said, Bronte, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
Man, today, it's a great day. I'm blessed to be alive, blessed to be on the show. It's an honor. Overall, today is a great day. We're alive.
That's right, man. Every day you wake up, you win, and we are doing that. Those numbers speak volumes to what you can do as a defensive end and outside linebacker. What was it like just knowing that at the end of your collegiate career, you have the National Football League on the horizon, and now you're preparing for this next journey?
It's super exciting, super surreal, just really just knowing that something that you dream about, something that you work for is really that close, you know. I mean, man, when I think about it now, it brings a smile to my face, makes me think about myself, makes me think about family, makes me think about, you know, all the hard work that's put in. It's just a good feeling, you know. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you look for, that you work for. So really just a lot of positive energy when I come to think about that.
Nice. Now, I got to go back. Let's rewind. Did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee football? And if you did, Bronte, were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go, or did it take a little bit of time for you to develop yourself into the guy that we see wreaking havoc against opposing offensive lines?
Honestly, I would say both. As a younger male, I never really got to play my own age as a kid. Because of size and development, I was a little bit advanced to where I got to play up two grades up. I never really got to play flag football. I went straight into tackle as a younger. So I was definitely a little bit advanced, bigger sized. But as I kept growing and getting older, you know, I really found that there were things that I was needing to work on, because as you grow, you'll see that more athletes are either just as close to you in talent or a little bit more. So it was kind of just a good progression.
Fair enough. And I'm curious, what leads you to the edge rusher that we see today? I'm sure growing up you probably played multiple positions, but how did you kind of find yourself, you know, trending toward the position that we see you at now?
Honestly, just Bryce Pop, you know, being in high school, I've always researched him, and when I knew he was at UNI, I was like, man, that's one of the best to do it in my eyes, and I really would love to be coached by him. So I was like, you know, D-line's my thing. I'm a longer guy. I wouldn't say super tall, but, you know, 6'3", is good enough, 7-foot wingspan, good feet and good hips. It only made sense that someone my size and how physical that I like to play the game would be in the trenches.
Fair enough. And listen, Bronte, just because you're on the show, I'm not saying just to blow smoke, but I mean, watching, you know, some of your highlights today and the way you move with the football, you don't look like a guy that's your size. I mean, and I mean that as a compliment. I mean, you move extremely well. You look like an oversized linebacker. I did take that away, and I was, and that's why the more I watched, the more I got excited about you coming on the program and just learning more about what you bring to this table and find out where this is going to lead us over the next few months as you prepare. With that said, I always ask all the gentlemen that come on the program, if we threw you in this NFL scout, you know, NFL scouts are in a room, you were watching tape of your film with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that your hallmark home run abilities that scream off the tape where they're going to fall in love with you and have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I would say they're going to love, one, that I'm versatile. I can go inside and play a three tech, or I can play the true defensive end, or you can even put me into coverage, dropping out to the flat, hook the curl. So being versatile is one. My length, and honestly just a playmaking ability. Like you said, I kind of see myself as a tweener, you know, being 260 pounds, but also I can play in the trenches where I feel like I can drop in to coverage and show my playmaking ability there.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed? And this is your show. We know our NFL personnel friends, if they're interested in you, they may listen into this particular show. Could have been the scheme you ran defensively that couldn't showcase skills. You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. You make great lemonade. What do these guys need to know that can help you fall in their good graces?
My character. My mother raised me to be a very, 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 very good young man that's going to give back. Great character, great leadership within a team building or outside in the community. I'm always putting someone before me. I would honestly say being one of those guys that are just going to go in, and you may be the underdog, and you're just going to work. There's not much that needs to be talked about. You're going to work, you're going to learn, and whatever the team needs, you're going to go in and you're going to get it done. No questions asked.
Definitely. And I have to ask, because you come across as a humble kid, great attitude, great character. When do you flip the switch? I mean, when do you become this ferocious edge guy? On game day, I should say.
On game day, I was going to say, as soon as I leave the meeting room, I'm going to put on my cleats and my stuff, going out to practice. My flips are already, the switch is already flipped. But for game day, honestly, I'm pretty much locked in. I don't overwhelm myself because I know I've already have prepared throughout the week. I've prepared in the film room, I've prepared on the field at practice, and I've prepared mentally. So, honestly, the switch is always on. I just learned how to channel my energy, whether it needs to be turned up a little bit or I can tone it down. But the focus is always there. The switch is always on.
Nice. And you mentioned Coach Paulp, and we all remember him. I mean, during his time, he had a span there in the National Football League where Bryce was literally one of the best edge guys. How influenceable, I guess, if that's a word, has he been in just helping you develop? And what are some of the, I guess, some of the things that he might have said to you during your career with him that's really just sunk in and helped you be motivated and I guess, humbled and ready to really knock this next thing out of the ballpark?
Man, let's just take a moment and understand, like you said, very influential. That is something that he is. That is one of the best life coaches that I've ever been around. He's not always X's and O's. He's going to teach you about life and things that are going to stick with you longer than the game. But honestly, he just – he's so calm and collective himself, but he puts the simple terms out there for you, and all you have to do is be coachable and listen and put the work in. He always tells me there's no need to focus on the results. You put in the work and everything else comes. You don't need to worry about the numbers. Like you mentioned my stats earlier from 2019. I didn't even know that. That's one thing that he got me, you know, just trust in the process and everything else will come out the way that it needs to be.
And those are wise words. I'm going to write those down because I think that is something that you could use that in a variety of different ways to not just focus on the results. If you do the work, it should come to fruition for you. Once again, Bronte Wells, the standout, Northern Iowa defensive lineman, edge rusher, outside linebacker. He mentioned earlier in the show you can put him anywhere. The three tech, put his hand in the dirt. This kid is going to be a weapon coming off the edge and doing what he does. Do you get comparisons? I know it's a little bit of a cliche question, but the family, friends, teammates, coaches, do you ever get a text and saying, listen, you know, we watched the Monday night game last night, and when we see this guy, he's somebody that you remind them of?
Sometimes I get that, but for the most part, people, they're just like, let me know that I can fit in. Like, When they watch the game, it's just like they can see me out there doing the things that I love to do. So it's more from a broad perspective of just knowing that, you know, I watch your game and I watch the NFL, and there's no reason why I can't see you out there doing the thing that you love.
Definitely. And then listen, Bronte, yeah, listen, you keep doing what you're doing. You're going to find yourself somewhere. I really feel confident in that. And the way you come across, though, you're going to knock it out of the ballpark when you get to sit down with these teams. We are almost out of time. These shows go so quick. We call them three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, now it could be Coach Farley, it could be anybody on the staff at UNI. What coach has the biggest pet peeve during practice? It's the absolute no-no, do not do it, or you're everybody or somebody's going to catch a little hell.
let's go. We'll stick with Coach Farley for this first one. never, ever not take advantage of opportunity, of a rep.
Nice.
You go out there and
I like it.
You think that you're just going to lollygag through the rep and think that you're going to get another one, you have made a big mistake. None of these
like
reps
that
are promised to you. You got to earn it.
I like that. I do. I like
big
that. I definitely keep you on your toes. Nah.
You got to be on
NBA
top of
All-Star weekend.
You got to be on top of everything.
Go ahead. Definitely.
No, I'm just saying you got to be on top of everything. Making sure that you're ready because you never know when the opportunity is going to come. So if you're thinking that, you know, life is all about second chances and thirds, that's not the way that things are going to operate.
Definitely. And how about this one? You are a sack artist. I always like to compare you guys to dunk artists. If Bronte Wells was going to win a sack artist contest, what is the perfect sack for you? What's your favorite sack? What are you going to get a 50 on as you make your way towards a quarterback?
Ooh, I like this question. but I'm going to keep it simple just because that's the best way to do it. I am going to line up a little bit outside of my tackle to where he is looking at me and I can feel that he's nervous, that he's going to have to take the biggest step outside to stop the speed rush. I'm going to take two steps up the field, plant that foot back into the ground, my outside foot, and give him a nice right hand or left hand stab, whichever one is my inside arm. I'm going to stab him and just run him until he tips over like a cow. And then here comes the next fun part, the progression of running, and I'm hoping that the quarterback is not looking at me so I can just hit him with some fire that he's never felt, just to wake him up a little bit.
I love it. I can feel you coming alive as you're a guy. I could see you and envision it as you were speaking to us and our audience. The final one, as we wrap this show up, it might be hard to believe as we're sitting in the middle of February, but this draft is right around the corner. Who's the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, when you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
I'm going to have to go with my mother, one and only Tanya Wells. If I wanted to cook. So we're going to go outside of my healthy meal planning. Some fried chicken, some cornbread. Ooh, fried chicken, cornbread. Some macaroni, green beans, and potatoes. That's the meal right there.
That sounds good. And I'm a big cornbread. I'm a glutton when corn. It's sickening. My wife makes it, and she yells at me because it's for my size. You would, if you saw me, you would even say like, "Bo, that's disgusting." But hey, man, we are literally almost out of time. You were fabulous. I was so appreciative you to take some time to join us on the program. But with that said, please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate the opportunity. Very, very, very honored to be in this interview with you, and much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Brontain Wells, the standout from Northern Iowa. So much to like about this young man, and just his character, his personality, it just screams of a solid guy. It seems like the guy that listens. If you bring him aboard, there's going to be no questions asked about anything off the field. You know you got a guy that crosses the T's, dots the I's, comes to work every day, and is going to bust his tail to make it in the National Football League. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.